grew up in central coastal New Jersey, you didn't really get New York stations over the air very well, but you got New York stations, television stations on TV. You might be able to hear New York radio stations on the cable radio. So this is a technology that existed, but I think is largely faded away in the...
You're listening to WGXC, Acra, 90.7 FM.
Weather Warlock, take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day at wavefarm.org/listen, or go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound.
Farm's Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farm's 29-acre campus in Acra, featuring 13 installations. the study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Broadcast Studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The Art Park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephanie Fleischman of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music, sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You're tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Hold the curtain, the lights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing upon, we know every card by heart.
And welcome back. We're joined now by the twice indicted Republican frontrunner, fresh off his latest arrest, Donald Jessica Trump. Thanks so much for posting bail to be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Former Fake President Girl, hundreds of thousands of millions of classified documents were found at Mar-a-Lago, in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the closet where you store your wigs. Sir, what were you doing with all those boxes?
Ready?
Ugh, I'm bored.
There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories.
At one point, you apparently held up a highly sensitive military plan of attack document in front of a room full of randos.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else, and it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se.
Well, sweetie, I don't mean to grab you by the per se, but according to the indictment, there is a recording of you saying, and I quote, "Look at me, I have classified documents. These are definitely not declassified. Look at me, I'm a big boy, daddy, please love me."
I have every right to have those boxes. This is purely a Presidential Records Act.
This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, banging on bars with a rusty tin cup. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, but looks like it's time to pay up.
You know, Clinton took documents, Clinton took tapes in his socks. I know of.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
There was no document.
Donald's in the jar with boxes.
It's a political witch hunt.
Down in Palm Beach at the home of this klepto, hidden there under his padded commode, just within reach of his diapers and Pepto, a national secrets and nuclear code.
This is not a criminal thing. This is not a criminal thing.
Picture his ass in a bright orange jumpsuit, robbed to the justice he tried to obstruct. Thought he'd be cute and just take what he wanted, and now he's totally screwed.
It's a political witch hunt.
Witch, please.
Way Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Way Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Way Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lemongrass. Cumin. Allspice. Grains of grain. Hermes de la Provence. And of course, garam masala. Thank you all of you for joining me for another episode of Beyond the Behind, where we take a deep look into the past to find the future, and vice versa. At the end of last week's episode, I asked you to procure a vanilla bean, 3 Logan berries, and Montreal steak seasoning, which we have here. Now, if you have those at the ready, go ahead and add them to your mortar and pestle, and give them a good joining, awakening the soul of the spice. And now, as you see the ghosts rise from the bowl, inhale. Our minds and our chakras are now open, ready to receive messages from the world beyond our studio. And our phone lines are always wide open, ready for your call. Ask me, pray tell, how has the implementation of last week's lesson gone for you? Is the world reforming itself before your eyes? I am Cilantro Mahoney, and I am ready for you. And there's our first caller. Hello, my angel. Tell us all about it. What's going on?
Hello? Is this really Cilantro?
Yes, in the flesh and on your TV screen.
I finally did it.
I'm so proud of you.
And my birthmark is still here?
Big deal.
But you promised.
My child,
You said that if I killed the person who hurt me in my past life, my birthmark would go away. That this hairy, throbbing mass, my giant congenital nevus that covers my nose and eyes, you said, here, I wrote it down. You said, I'm a ugly, beastly freak because my body remembers what happened to me before I was me.
The spice works in mysterious ways.
No mystery. I found them. All of them. In a series of interconnected school buses buried deep in the Cave of the Winds. And I saw tapes. I saw them doing to new kids what my dreams told me they did to me. Caged. Hooked up to tentacled machines, harvesting their pain and their dreams. They put the pain into tchotchkes and dreams into squashes and sell them at the roadside stands at souvenir shops along with their pastel-colored honey. What have they done to those bees? Tourists don't understand the allure of these tchotchkes, but they'll buy. Even when they didn't think they bought them, they leave the shop and look down into their bag, and there they are, staring back at them, mocking them. No returns.
So, let's talk about that birthmark.
I barely made it out alive. I burned it to the ground, or should I say, in the ground. Kids and all, no one should have to live with the kind of shit that was done to my past self. Killing everyone was better than letting one child suffer with memory.
But your birthmark persists. As we know, everyone, our bodies carry memories of past consciousnesses, of selves before we were who we are, from when we were who we were before we were us. These relics of our many existences manifest as birthmarks, and birthmarks are a living record. We are who is we are we, and vice versa. If we rid this plane of those who abused us in our past lives, these relics are whisked away like saffron in a sandstorm.
It's only gotten worse. My birthmark is growing. I lay down to sleep at night and I can feel the brown spreading. And with it, hairs bursting out of my skin like needles through leather. I'm more beast than human at this point. My hands are so dense with hair that I've somehow got fleas nested between my fingers. This birthmark is becoming me. Soon it will crawl up my neck and down my throat. So damn itchy.
Have you considered that you could have been mistaken?
Have you?
Mayor, are you in there?
Is there a disturbance?
Mayor, we know you've been hiding out in this motel for weeks.
No, I... The mayor?
Are those jars of piss on the windowsill? Pissing in jars during a jar shortage. What an animal. Officer Tony, I'm going around back. Stay here in case the mayor makes an appearance.
Okay, Sarge.
I'm the mayor.
I sense a reckoning.
I'm the mayor.
A typhoon is coming for you. You are reckless. You are worthless. You are Le Bête, birthmark or not. I hear the thoughts running through your little beast brain, and they are pitiful. Did you forget I know everything? I know who you are. I know what you have done. All politicians are animals.
I am the mayor.
You are nothing.
I'm the mayor.
If your name cannot be pronounced...
I'm the mayor with the unpronounceable name.
You should be pronounced dead.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
You are no one.
I'm the mayor.
Are no one.
I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor.
Mayor. Mayor.
Hey, Sarge, you okay in there?
Get in here, Tony. You're gonna want to see this.
Oh, man.
Isn't this the beast you showed me a picture of? The one who diddled you at the circus as a kid.
That sure could be. Look, I loved that beast until I realized I was being taken advantage of.
Better call the coroner, or should we call a veterinarian? Radio's in the car. I'm going to sit here with the body. It has soft fur. Reminds me of a baby I once had a long, long time ago.
Well, sounds like we've lost our caller. If you'd like to resume our conversation, as always, just dial the number at the bottom of the screen. And a charge of $5.69 per minute will be added to your phone bill. Thank you, all of my children, for being loyal viewers of this program. We'll be back in a few minutes with today's lesson. Head to your kitchen now for some chicory and fenugreek to harness their psychic and digestive potentials. But first, a word from our wonderful sponsors.
This has been a presentation from the Psychic Network Niagara. Programming is made possible by our sponsors, Loganberry Fountain Drink, a great beverage for all living beings, and Omega Fuck Spices. For all your spice needs, try Omega Fuck brand, featuring a full range of herbs and spices like oregano, paprika, and our most popular product, salt. Around midnight tonight, the Niagara County Coroner's Office will report that the body of the mayor with an unpronounceable name is missing. He will state that the chest freezer the body was stuffed in was blasted open from the inside, and that the steel bars in the morgue windows were bent open and a trail of big, hairy footprints led all the way to City Hall. Tomorrow morning, everything will go back to normal, and you will not remember this episode. All government and administrative operations will function smoothly. Reports will go in, reports will go out, budgets will be considered, and fines will be levied or dismissed. The beast must live on. The beast is necessary. Without the beast, our city will spiral into chaos and despair. Viva la bête. This is the real lesson of the day. Bergamot and Chives, on the count of three, go.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
And emotion. What's love?
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like... It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions
apply. Now let's turn back the clock to March of 2022 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. There was a performance with Chris Corsano on drums and half a clarinet. March 1st, 2022 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. Here is from the album Kingston Solo Trio Quintet. Here is Kingston Solo.
Thank you.
That was Chris Corsano, the drummer who is based in Ithaca and is performing this summer at a percussion event with WGXC 90.7 FM. He has also played with so many different people. He's played with pop star Bjork, and he plays with noise musicians, free jazz musicians, and many others, moving from both worlds. That was a performance from March 2022 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. It's from a new album called Kingston Solo Trio Quintet, and that was the Kingston Solo. This is Saratoga's Chris Corsano from the drummer's solo album Cut on Hot Cars Warp Records. This is Famously Short Arms from Chris Corsano. Corsano will be at the Tang Museum in Saratoga performing Thursday, April 13th with Joe McPhee and Ephraim Asilia. That was Saratoga-based drummer Chris Corsano, his song For Bruce Langhorne.
Thank you.
That was the song Resist from the 2021 album Let the Free Be Men. Portugal's Rodrigo Amado, Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee, Ithaca's Chris Corsano, and Kent Kessler. McPhee from Poughkeepsie plays the pocket trumpet, soprano saxophone, and PVC pipe on the album. Amado is on tenor sax, Kessler's on double bass, and Chris Corsano plays the drums.